UNC.
Berkeley, and he's also a professor of history and philosophy of science at the University of London. And he says that criticism is indispensable for an artist, that it is necessary for the improvement and the perfection of his work. This idea is no longer as unpopular as it used to be, yet one is not prepared to ascribe to the critical faculty of a more than subordinate role. The faculty is helpful, and it certainly must be used. Compared with the act of creation, however, which is the one and only source of all significant achievement, it is peripheral and without special merit. Now, one of the surprising features of modern art, and to a lesser extent of modern science, is that it turns the act of creation itself into an instrument of criticism. Or, to say it in a different way, it has invented a form of criticism that is nourished not only by a few ideological schemata, but by all the manifold ideas, feelings, anticipations which the artist has at his disposal. The new criticism that results from such an inversion of roles is directed against the traditional arts as well as against other traditional forms of life. It is artistic as well as political. Its inventor as most outstanding practitioner is Ferruccio Busoni. Busoni has anticipated all the tricks and special effects which play such an important part in the theatre of Brecht, Ionesco, Weiss, and other contemporary dramatists. The idea of distantiation, Weltfremdung, which Brecht turns into a handmaid of ideology and which Ionesco and Weiss have allowed to degenerate into an instrument of madness and oppression, originated with him in a form that is at once free and humanitarian and that also lacks the hysteria of the later manifestations. Just as the artist who wants to move must not be moved himself unless he is prepared to lose mastery of the means at his disposal, in the same way the spectator who wants to get a taste of the theatrical effect must not confuse it with reality lest the artist's artistic enjoyment deteriorate into human compassion. The spectator should remain critical so that he is able to freely use his mind and his artistic sensibility. Based on such presuppositions, one might well expect that opera still has a future. Well, with that background behind us now, let's take a listen to this massive piano piece, the Busoni Piano Concerto, Opus 39, for piano, orchestra, and male chorus. And we'll hear the great pianist, British pianist, John Ogden, with the London Royal Philharmonic, Dale Ravenow, conducting. Pretty impressive stuff, if you ask me. The Busoni Piano Concerto, Opus 39. John Ogden, the pianist, Daniel Ravenow, conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus. Attention all musicians, you can perform on the radio. WOBC-FM has 3 Saturday afternoon time slots open for Oberlin musicians to broadcast their music live from the WOBC studios. Chamber and other small groups, solo musicians, and Tamara compositions are welcome. That's technology and music and related arts. Performances of student compositions are highly encouraged. The general aim of the program is classical, yet all genres will be considered for this and other WOBC time slots. The dates and time for these broadcasts are October 17th, 12 to 4 p.m., November 7th, 12 to 4 p.m., and November 21st, 12 to 4 p.m. Once again, October 17th, 12 to 4 p.m., November 7th, 12 to 4 p.m., and November 21st, 12 to 4 p.m. Performance time for each group or soloist should range from 15 minutes to 2 hours. WOBC urges you to take advantage of this unique opportunity. Faculty, students, and community members are welcome. If you are interested, please contact the WOBC Conservatory Liaison at OCMR Box 2268, extension 6620, or through the Conservatory Liaison Box at WOBC Wilder Hall.
Relax while WOBC draws you into the abyss.
WOBC has been off the air since September 24th. We've been having a lot of technical problems. We lost one of our antennas, but it's been replaced now. We've ironed out all our problems, and we've returned once again to our regular 24-hour programming service. Program guides for programming for the rest of the fall semester will be available October 30th. You can obtain one, either come up to the studios at WOBC or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to WOBC, care of Wilder Hall, Oberlin College, Oberlin, Ohio, 44074. or you can come up to the station right here at Wilder Hall on the Oberlin College campus. This is WOBC 91.5 FM. We're broadcasting 24 hours a day once again. We're glad to be back, and we'd like to know if there's anyone out there listening yet. We've only been on the air for a few hours right now, and we sure would like to hear from you if you're out there. My name's Mark, and I'm here until about 6 o'clock. Of course, I could be on longer since we don't know if everyone knows we're on the air yet or not, so we'll just see how it goes. Well, coming up next, we've got some sound effects for you that I think you might enjoy. I don't know about you, but I sure did enjoy that Busoni piece. It's just a great piece, and I sure would like to hear from anyone out there. We're at 775-8139 here in Oberlin, and if you've got anything to say, anything to request, I'll be glad to put it on for you. So let's go into some sound effects right now. We'll start off with some otter grunts. More otter sound effects now, the grunts and squeals. Now we get to hear a wildcat growling, and I think you can probably guess the rest yourself. Anyway, getting back to the business at hand, let's move on to some music of George Crumb. We'll hear the Lux Aeterna with the great soprano Jan Degatini singing. This is, some say that Crumb wrote one piece and he wrote it over again about a dozen times. In fact, he thinks that too, but it wasn't a bad piece to write over 13 times, was it? Let's give it a listen now. We'll hear a piece from 1963 called The Computer Cantata by Lyra and Hiller and Robert Baker, a joint effort. We'll hear the contemporary chamber players of the University of Illinois, Jack McKenzie, the conductor. Well, that'll do it for the Computer Cantata, 1963. Joint effort there by Lyra and Hiller and Robert Baker. It's a revolutionary piece of music which opened the door for many more such compositions in the electronic genre. Our next piece will be from 1971. by Raoul Pleskow. It's called Three Movements for Quintet, subtitled Of a November Morning, 1970. Quintet consists of violin, clarinet, flute, cello, and piano, as well as a conductor leading the way. Raoul Pleskow was born in Vienna in 1931. Was educated at New York. He studied at the Juilliard School of Music, Queens College, and Columbia, as well as studying privately with Stephen Wolp. Three Movements for Quintet was composed in the summer of 1971, and the composer writes, "The three short movements share the same pitch material, and each undergoes the rapid changes of texture, activity, ensemble, setting, and juxtaposition of contrasting musical events." So let's hear it now. This is on the CRI record label. And this particular record also features music of our own Edward Miller, who teaches here at Oberlin College. First, let's do a station ID.
"Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow."
"This is Richard Nixon. I'm listening to one of my famous speeches from the studios at WOBC. Do me a favor. Don't listen to this radio station.
As I recall the high hopes for America with which we began this second term, I feel a great sadness that I will not be here in this office working on your behalf to achieve those hopes in the next 2.5 years.
That was the Three Movements for Quintet of a November Morning, 1970, composed by Mr. Raoul Pleskow. We heard Rolf Schulte, violinist, Alan Blustein, clarinet, Sophie Sulberger, flutist, Fred Sherry, cello, Robert Miller, piano, and Charles Warinen, conductor. That recording off of the CRI record label. This particular recording also features music of Joan Tower, Ely Yarden, and Edward Miller, who's a professor of composition here at Oberlin, by the way. Next we'll hear a rather unusual composition, well, not unusual, just rarely heard anymore, by Richard Wagner. It's a song cycle of 6 songs, and these are, of course, rarely heard anymore because of all the popularity of all his operas, his Ring series, and so on and so forth. We'll hear a 6-song song cycle. Songs called Karnevalslied, Der Tannenbaum, Die Rose, Schmerzen, Trauma, and Die Beiden Grenadier. Sandor Konya will be our tenor, and Otto Gert will be the pianist in this rarely heard song cycle. It's 5:07 in the morning, and it's the 17th of October, and this is WOBC 91.5 on your FM dial, broadcasting from Wilder Hall on the Oberlin College campus in Oberlin, Ohio. And we're looking for Mr. Derrett Adkins. If you're out there, man, we sure would like to hear from you. Give us a call up here at the station, 775-8139, or anybody can give us a call up here at the station right now. We'd be glad to hear from you. My name's Mark, and I'll be here until about 6. But on now with the music of Richard Wagner. We've heard 6 songs by Richard Wagner. Sandor Konya was a tenor, Otto Gürth pianist on that unusual recording. These pieces aren't heard very often, and we just said, what the heck, over here at WOBC. We have been off the air since September 24th, but we've ironed out our problems. We were having problems with our antenna. We're not really sure what caused them, but all we know is that they're all ironed out now, and we've resumed our full 24-hour programming as usual. Beginning the 24th of this month, however, Oberlin College goes on fall break, and most of our DJs will be gone during this week, so we will not be able to continue with 24-hour day broadcasting, but we will continue with about 8 a.m. until 12 midnight broadcasting, and the programming will be pretty erratic, so stay tuned, and, well, you never know what's coming up next, do you? It's 5:30 in the morning. My name's Mark. I'm here until about 6. Coming up next, we've got music of Lawrence Moss, a piece called Auditions for Woodwind Quintet and Tape. And we'll hear the Dorian Woodwind Quintet perform this piece on a CRI, Composers Recordings Incorporated recording. Let us know how you like it. We sure would like to know if there's anyone out there listening to us. Give us a call up here at OBC 775-8139. Coming up next, we've got Clarinet Sonata of Leonard Bernstein. This seems to be the Leonard Bernstein year with all the new book about on him out and all these old recordings being re-released. This clarinet sonata was composed during 1941 and 1942 while the composer was in Key West, Florida, trying to escape bouts of hay fever that he'd been having at the Tanglewood summer session. We'll hear performing this piece Stanley Drucker, clarinetist, and Leonid Hombro, piano, this on a Columbia Odyssey recording, the Leonard Bernstein Clarinet Sonata. We've heard Leonard Bernstein's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano from the summer of 1941, written while Bernstein was in Key West, saving himself from hay fever problems he'd been having at Tanglewood that summer. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll have Derek Adkins continuing the classical music until about 8 a.m. My name's Mark, and I've enjoyed being with you this morning. Coming up next, we have pianist Vladimir Horowitz is going to take us up past 6 a.m. with some piano music of Chopin, a mazurka in A minor, opus 17, number 4, and Black Key Etude, opus 10, number 5.